America was founded by Christians who then turned around and gave religious freedom to all, including Jews. In fact, George Washington wrote letters to the three synagogues in his day that did exist in the United States, and he talked about how here in America, the children, the stock of Abraham, as he worded it, would be able to sit under their own vine and fig tree, and there would be none to make them afraid. That was a paraphrase or actual quote from Micah chapter 4, verse 4. Well, fast forward to today, and we see how Israel was attacked in shocking and brutal ways on October 7, 2023. Some have likened the attack to Israel's 9/11 or Israel's Pearl Harbor. Have you ever wondered why the Islamic world will not let Israel live in peace? And of course, some in the Islamic world are more aggressive than others. The modern state of Israel celebrated 75 years of existence earlier this year, and yet there are still some who want to drive the tiny nation state into the sea, as in the Mediterranean Sea. Dr. Susan Michael is the USA director for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, and she is a wealth of information on Israel, and she joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Susan, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's a really critical and important conversation we need to have today, so thank you for the opportunity.
And before we dive into the subject, October 7th, how many times have you been to Israel approximately?
Oh, I don't know. Over 80, 90, something like that.
You've lost count. That's fantastic. Well, good for you. Okay, talk about October 7th.
Well, we woke up to news of just a horrendous massacre, and you said that some were likening it to Israel's 9/11 or our 9/11. And the truth is, it's about 10 times worse than our 9/11. If you look at the numbers of killed as a percentage of their population, if you were to translate those numbers into American population numbers, we're talking about over 30,000 Americans to be killed in a 72-hour period. So that's just horrendous. And the country, not only were they killed, but they were mutilated, they were massacred, they were beheaded, they were burned. And this is a terrible trauma on the entire nation of Israel. Every person is in shock and traumatized over this. It's going to take years for the nation to recover spiritually, psychologically, as well as physically from this terrible attack.
Many have described this as barbaric, but that almost, you know, gives new meaning to the word barbaric. I mean, babies being beheaded, dozens of them, apparently.
Yes, 40 babies murdered and some of them beheaded. It's just, I mean, who does that?
In fact, there was one Israeli family where it was a man, a woman, and then their two babies. They knew that they would be killed, apparently, and they put the babies out of harm's way. Thankfully, the babies, even though they survived 12 hours later, but they weren't killed, and they would have been killed. And it is indeed barbaric. So let's talk about that. Sometimes the people who are the friends of the Palestinians have a moral equivalency here. You know, well, yeah, it's barbaric what the Hamas did on October 7th, but it's barbaric what the Jews have been doing since 1948.
Well, there's no comparison. And that is just absolutely a very false narrative. The Israeli people honor life. They are not aggressive towards civilians and populations. They react defensively. So right now they're moving into Gaza, but it's a defensive measure. It's because they were attacked. And they would really rather live in peace with everyone around them, the Palestinian people, the nations around them. They want peace. They're a peaceful people. And there is no moral equivalency whatsoever in this situation.
Susan, I know that Mossad and Israel is very up to date when it comes to technologies and so forth. And obviously, a lot of people have been asking since the attack on October 7th, what happened as far as the breakdown in intel between, you know, not only Israel, but also the United States, that people didn't know what was going to happen or even get a clue of it.
Yes, this attack is going to go down in history for several reasons. One of them is going to be the major intelligence failure on Israel's part. How they did not know that this was being planned and about to happen. There will be a large investigation to get to the bottom of it. At this point, we don't know that kind of inside information, but it was a huge intelligence failure. And, you know, part of the problem was, of course, the heated political divisions that have been going on in Israel had distracted the nation, had distracted a lot of the leaders, and it made Israel weak and vulnerable. And we were all quite worried about that, because in the Middle East, if your enemy thinks that you are weak and vulnerable, they will take advantage of that and attack. And that's exactly what happened.
It's my understanding that there were two kibbutzes that were attacked, or one potentially attacked, but one had self-defense, they had guns, they had soldiers, etc. The other one basically did not have protection. The one without the protection, more than 100 people were slaughtered in the kibbutz. The ones that did have the protection, they survived.
Well, let me tell you, we had just been, first of all, we have worked in the Gaza envelope area. That's what it's called. We've worked in that area for years. We have placed almost 200 bomb shelters in those communities, in those areas, because of the regular rocket fire that comes out of Gaza. And so we know all the security personnel. We know all of the community leaders. We know all of the counselors, the trauma counselors. We have met with the schools. We have placed bomb shelters in schools. We've sat with the children. We know that area in the community. So 2 days before this attack, we took a group of 600 Christians down to the area and held a solidarity rally with them, let them know that we are praying for them, that we are there to help them and bless them. And at the end of that rally, we went to the community of Berry, and we actually gifted to them tree starts, and we planted these little seedlings of trees around their community, between their community and the Gaza border, because they're so close to the border. And trees provide another level of security because the terrorists in Gaza can't see through the trees. So we planted this as a gift to Berry. 2 days later, that is exactly the main breach, or the first breach in the wall, in the border. They came into the community of Berry and slaughtered everybody. And we feel a deep sense of responsibility to the Berry community to assist all in that area on their behalf and in their name and in their memory. We also, our gathering was greeted by the mayor of the region, Ophir Lipstein, and we've worked with him for years. We know him well. He welcomed all these Christians.
Wait, you said the mayor of Norwegian? Wait.
What? No, the region.
Oh, the mayor.
So
sorry.
He's not the mayor of a city. He's the mayor of the regional council. Mm-hmm. And so he told us, he said, we are here to hold this land, and we will, and we thank you for your support. 48 hours later, he was killed at the hands of the Hamas terrorists coming in. So we're deeply aware of the various communities there. And you're right, some of them fared a little bit better. But this one was the first one they came into, and they just killed everybody.
Wow. Explain for us, what exactly is Hamas?
Well, Hamas is a terrorist organization built on the ideology of the Islamist ideology of jihad in the cause of Allah and for Islam. They believe in spreading Islam by the sword, and they're very committed to wiping Israel off the map. and retaining that area under Islamic control. And so because of their ideology, it just doesn't matter to them how many people they kill along the way. And even if they die bringing about this war, they believe they'll go straight to heaven because it's all in the cause of Islam. And that's who Hamas is.
But, okay, when I saw that Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, he is saying that, okay, if, you know, the Hamas men, we will hunt them down and kill them. Are there men who live in Gaza who are Palestinians, but they're not a part of the Hamas movement?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
But Hamas is the government over Gaza. And so they have tremendous power. They have all the money that has gone into Gaza. They've taken it and not given it to the people, but have used it to build up these rockets and underground tunnels and a whole military apparatus. So they're the government, and they have terrorized their own people, you know, to support their cause. But yes, there are everyday people in Gaza that really would just like to leave, and they don't want to be a part of this.
And there are Christians there too in Gaza?
Well, there used to be, there were about 1,000 Christians in Gaza, but I don't think more than a handful remain.
Wow, it's amazing. And they wouldn't be supportive, I'm assuming, of the Hamas movement.
Of course not, no.
Iran, talk about Iran.
Well, one of the reasons that Hamas had such an astounding success in this operation was because of the backing and the assistance that they got from Iran. It's clear this was more advanced planning and strategy and carrying out than Hamas had ever done before. They said they'd been planning it for 2 years. And so they were very well trained. They had thought through everything. And it's an indication of the Iranian backing of Hamas. And of course, that's the danger here because Iran is also backing Hezbollah, which is on Israel's northern border in Lebanon. And so our prayer is that northern border stay quiet because if Israel's divided, if they're fighting a two-front war, it's just going to be that much more harder for them to have victory and have a quick victory. And so Iran is a real menace and is really the superpower that is calling the shots.
Okay, we only have about 1 minute left. You're doing a fantastic job. How about a comment on the pro-Palestinian protests in America, even in the wake of some of the barbarities and atrocities from October 7th?
Well, it's just mind-blowing to think that there would be people out in the streets in America actually rallying in favor of Hamas and what they just did. Who would do that? And it's very important that the Christian community and the pro-Israel people in America speak up against this. And now is not the time to be silent. We must be speaking up and counteracting this horrible support of Hamas as part of the Palestinian people.
Okay, 30 seconds remain. I'll give your website. It is us.icej.org.
Can we say that differently?
Surely. What is it?
It should be icejusa.org. So it's www.icejusa.org.
Okay, and a 10-second closing thought on this whole thing?
Well, we just asked the Christian community to please rally in prayer and rally in financial support of Israel. Tremendous relief work needs to be done. And to take a stand and speak up against this horrible evil that has taken place.
All right, Susan Michael, thanks so much. All the best. Bye-bye.